Have your attention here, please. We are now joined by the managing director of the NASCAR Xfinity Series, Wayne Otten. Wayne, if you would please walk us through post-race today.
Sure.
You're good.
Am I good? Okay. I'd rather it not, but all right. So we took six cars across the post-race inspection with the nine car being a random car today. Finished ninth place. Said I'd tell you what cars that we took across, the top five. And then the random and the 18 car was found to be low post-race. So the 00 automatically finished in second, becomes the winner of the race. Cool. 18 cars DQ'd.
Go next. Jordan?
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. Hey, Wayne. This is the fourth time in 11 Xfinity Series races you had a DQ a car. Is this a sign that that things are being pushed a little too far? Is it discouraging? Where are you at on that?
Well, I think you got to look at the garage area. I think we still got 5 weeks to go before we get a break. We're in the middle of a 15-week stretch, and the playoffs are coming, and everybody's pushing everything they can to get that little bit they can to win the race. I can't sit here and say all the dynamics of the 18 car, because they have till Monday at 12 o'clock to appeal. And today they were found low, and this job at times you celebrate with your teams. We think of each and every one of them basically as our kids out there, and we want them to be safe. That's number one. You can't say enough about the job that JGR does in our sport, in our garages. You can't say enough about what SHR does, what JRM does, what RCR does, Colin Grayson. It's been a fantastic year so far. Everybody is trying to get that little bit. So you would have to ask the teams how much they're pushing it. But there's times in this job that somebody's got to make a decision. And with the team there today, we showed them what we saw and asked them, do you agree with our decision? And at that time, they did with the information that we had in hand.
Go to Bob.
Bob Hockrest, Fox Sports. Can you... The ride height rule is generally a cost savings rule, right? As far as them not having to develop certain shocks and springs. And is there any look at potentially going to where Cup is, where they don't have a ride height rule?
With the collaboration of NASCAR Xfinity Series owners, crew chiefs, teams, tech managers, team managers, we came up with the system that we use today. It was collaboration with every team that we had in the garage. We took one race last year. We took 20 of the 38 cars and ran them across post-race heights to come up with the rule that we have in place. And the way we do it is post-race, the teams are allowed. We inspect the cars the same way before the race, so that's apples to apples post-race. So when the cars come up for inspection pre-race, pre-qualifying, the shocks are unhooked. The cars are checked for ride heights once they meet the min-max rule. They've got a half inch to deal with as far as the start to race. Everybody's in green. And then post-race, there's post-race tolerances that everybody meets. So at the end of the race, we let the team raise the hood, unhook their shocks. They can pick up or bounce the car, as we use the terminology in the garage area. Every team has the same opportunity, and every car had that same opportunity today. And that's the post-race. And it was a cost savings for the teams. We still have ride heights. They have to start the race in green, and they still have a post-race heights, post-race tolerances that every team has to meet in the garage area. And today, five of the six cars met it, and one did not.
Thanks for joining us, Wayne.